Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, talking right now with Simon Wright, drummer for Dio for many, many years, and we're celebrating the release of Evil or Divine live in New York City and Holy Diver live from 2005 and 2006. They are available now. So first, Simon, it's during unusual times now, obviously, for the past almost full year. How have you been holding up and how you been staying busy, man?
Well, for the longest time I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, months and months. But, you know, this last couple of months, I've done a couple of albums. My friend Stuart Smith, he has a band here in L.A. called Heaven and Earth, and he called me up, asked me if I wanted to do the album. I said, sure, you know, I've got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks after that, my friend Kevin Gucha, who has a band called Of Gods and Monsters.
Oh, cool.
He calls me up and he's working with Ira Black from Lizzie Borden and Bjorn England, my
killer
colleague in Deal Returns, is on bass. And I got to do those albums. But for the longest time there, it was just a desert of nothing. You know? You just got to deal with it.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, you're staying, you know, now busier and everything, and fill me in. So during normal times, if we were in an alternate reality where we could tour and go to concerts, would you be, are you a touring musician? Or are you more of studio musician, or what is your normal situation?
I tend to do more touring than I do in the studio.
Okay.
Last year I had, I was going to be in Italy and Germany and Norway and Australia, and all that didn't happen. So, hopefully that'll pick up again. I get out and I tour. There's different bands where I go in and play some of the songs that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's really cool.
So who were you going to planning on? Who were you planning on touring with within this past year? Was it Dio Returns or?
Well, we had that too. Yeah, the dates were being arranged for that until COVID hit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Dio Returns, the hologram of Ronnie. We went out in 2019 around June, and we did a month in the US. The show had developed quite a lot. You know, mm-hmm. We brought in all these LED screens and there's images of Ronnie and different situations, plus us playing, so it's quite a show. I mean, so hopefully when this thing's open up, we can get back to that as well.
So tell me about what that's like, because that's got to be kind of surreal for you. I mean, to have this guy that, you know, you played music for so long kind of reimagined and brought back with holographs and with images. That's got to be pretty surreal, man, is it?
Well, it was when we first saw the image. You know, we, the guy came in with the idea and we all kind of said, right, well, let's see it then.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a look and it was like, wow, okay. It was a bit spooky, you know.
Yeah.
The hairs on your arms stood up a little bit. But, you know, the thing for me with this show is that I have to play to a click track,
mm-hmm.
which I'd played in the studio with a click track, but never live. So I had to get to learn how to do that and get comfortable with that, which I did. I mean, it works out.
Well, that would make sense. That makes sense because it has to. Everything has to be completely on point for it to go along with the holograph, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the vocal tapes are from the past with mm-hmm. Ronnie. You know, different. They're taken from different shows.
Yeah.
And they've all got different, you know, speeding up and slowing down a little bit, the naturalness that's there within a band. So we had to, you know, mess with the click and get that right. So, yeah, basically the band would sort of follow me, you know, which was cool. We all got on the same page and it got to be really comfortable.
That's awesome, man. So we're talking about the two albums that are now available. They're live albums, and I mean, you guys played so many shows together, and I'm assuming there were so many recordings of you guys. What made you guys decide that? What stands out about these two shows, the Live in New York City from 2005 and the Holy Diver Live from 2006? What stands out about these two to you?
I don't know. I mean, we weren't doing a lot of recording. These were kind of like just picked dates.
Yeah.
And thankfully, the bands on both albums, you know, we were both really, you know, really tight and comfortable. We were throwing stuff in the songs and Ronnie was singing his ass off. And,
yeah.
You know, there's some great selections of songs as well. You know, the whole album of Holy Diver Live is, you know, it's great to play some of those. The band was playing really well on both nights on these live recordings. So it really worked out.
Awesome, man. Well, if you could kind of, you know, humor us, I'm sure you've answered this question so many times. But we're curious because, you know, Dio is a hero of ours here on Metal Shop. And we play the hell out of Dio. So, obviously with, you know, Rainbow and Dio and Black Sabbath, we bow to the altar, man, of RJD. So what was the first time you met Ronnie and tell me about, you know, how you guys hooked up to start playing music together, if you could.
You know, in all honesty, I can't remember the first time I met him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't remember. I can't remember where that was. I remember some of the meetings. I mean, we were playing a Monsters of Rock. It's like a festival.
Yeah.
When I was in AC/DC, and it was AC/DC, Van Halen, Dio. I mean, it was just an amazing lineup. You know, you just don't get that anymore, you know. And there were three or four other amazing bands too. But I remember talking to Ronnie afterwards, because he was on the Italian show that we did with it. And, you know, he was just nothing but encouragement. And it was so easy to talk to. He had a way about him, you know, he would like kind of make you feel, you know, kind of special.
Yeah.
You know, so smart. So, you know, pretty funny as well. I mean, and he was giving me some, you know, a pat on the back for what I was doing with AC/DC, you know, being so young and all that and getting it, you know, being in a band we thought was amazing, you know, and stuff. That was one of the occasions, but I know I've met him before that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a brief meeting.
You know, and then you would go to record and tour the world with him. But you know, going back even further, you know, further than, you know, your young days with AC/DC and then going on with Dio and all the other bands and projects and, you know, tours and albums, what was the first thing that made you fall in love with music? Was it rock music? Were you raised on classical or jazz? What made you fall in love with music and want to become a drummer?
I saw there was a television program on in Britain. It was the only music program called Top of the Pops, and I would watch some of the bands on there, and you know, I mean, they were miming as well. I mean, it wasn't live, mm-hmm. like. But I saw that and I thought, and some of the heavier bands I found myself liking, you know, like they'd have Thin Lizzy on there, and UFO, Judas Priest, and that appealed to me. I thought, wow, that looks cool, you know, and the drummers, just watching the drummers, I thought it looked cool. I wouldn't mind having a go at doing that. So I started banging around on the couch on stuff and knitting needles and, you know, and eventually I got a drum kit, and it just, you can imagine the rest of the story. I just kept at it and ended up with a real drum kit and got in a band, and here we are.
Well, you know, so many people, and me being one of them, we look at, you know, the vocalist, and they're the ones that really stand out. But, like, the drummer is the backbone of the band. You know, you have to have a solid drummer. And I feel like I get a total different frame and view of the show when I just focus solely on the drummer. And it's just so cool to just hone in on the drummer. You know, being a drummer and you know, growing up as a drummer, What were some of the people you looked to for inspiration? Some of, like, the people that you really looked up as, like, drum gods?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them. I mean, back then it was like Cozy Powell and Tommy Aldridge and Brian Downey from Thin Lizzy. I always thought he was amazing. That, you know, that groove that he gets going, especially when they're doing the jigs. You know, Bill Ward from Black Sabbath. I mean, all those kind of genre of drummer, you know, that hits hard and is, you know, John Bonham, obviously, as well. So that was what my cup of tea, where I was loving it, you know, amazing stuff.
Well, you know, after, you know, these decades of playing this loud music, you know, You got me. What keeps you motivated, man? What keeps you, like, stoked to wake up and continue to do this stuff?
I don't know. I just enjoy it still. You know, I love playing. I don't have a drum kit at home.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years since I had a kit set up. Mm-hmm. I'm always afraid of pissing off the neighbors, you know. It's like, oh, I'm not going through that again. So, you know, I just love it. I love music. I love hearing it. I've gotten more into helping bands with songwriting a little bit more in the studio, and that's always gratifying. You know, helping the younger bands and stuff like that. I did that a couple of times. I'd like to do a bit more, but it's 'cause I think, you know, once you've been in the studio so many times with different people and different situations, you kind of see how a studio works and how songs, you know, 80% of the time usually go.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's I find that really enjoyable.
You can pass on some of your knowledge because you have such a book of, you know, a depth of knowledge from playing with the greats and then also just, you know, touring the world. That's awesome that you can pass that down, but also, you know, they're also your contemporaries, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got some players who are susceptible to some of your ideas and stuff, and you're not taking over the whole shop, you know, it can be really cool and benefit, you know, them and me.
So a lot of people, you know, when we think of Dio, and a lot of times it's me, I'll grab, you know, when I'm looking at my CDs, I'll grab Holy Diver because it's, you know, it's the classic, it's the, you know, one album or whatever. But there are so many good Dio albums, and I feel like a lot of them are underrated, and you played on many of these underrated albums in the Dio catalog. If you had to, you know, and you want to tell someone to go back and check out one of those albums, what's your favorite of the more underrated Dio albums that you would say to check out?
Well, you're right. I mean, there were certain reasons for why they were kind of underrated, like the musical climate when they were released, and you know, just the different genres kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
Still great albums, some marvelous singing and playing from all of us, but yeah, a little overlooked. I don't know. I mean, the first album I did with Ronnie, Lock Up the Walls, is. It's funny because it seems to have grown new legs. You know, there's I hear about it a lot. I mean, people are saying that's the best Dio album there ever was. And I'm like, well, you know, obviously you haven't heard Only Diver then. <You know? laughs> So, but they really mean it. And it happened as well with AC/DC. Some of those albums I played on, you know, I think people go back when the band has such a big catalog of albums. Mm-hmm. They over time, I think they go back and they look at different albums that they haven't, you know, been playing on rotation all the time.
Totally.
Know, they like to go back into the catalog, check
deep
out
dives.
This and suddenly the album's got a whole new life. You know, I mean, I do get that a lot about the DC albums I played on and the Dio stuff as well. So, but you know, Lock Up the Walls has got some great moments on it. Magica too, from Ronnie from Dio. I'm very proud of all of it. You know, it's still a bit of a dream.
Absolutely, man. I mean, just the fact that you played in AC/DC and with Dio, that's a charmed life, man.
Yeah, it's hard work when you get it, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So again, we're talking about Evil or Divine live in New York City 2005 and Holy Diver live 2006. They're available now. And I'm talking with Simon Wright, drummer for Dio. And, you know, I don't want to take up all your time today, but I do have one last question for you. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar, Simon.
Oh. Well, I got a scar next to my nose from a drumstick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it snapped and just like a spear. It just went doink and hit me on the side of the nose. I don't know. I didn't miss the beat. F*** it.
What, do you remember? Was that on stage?
Yeah, it was during a show. Yeah.
Nice, dude. I like it. On stage. Keep going, and you're probably bleeding like a mother. And
battle wounds.
Exactly. Simon Wright, thank you so much, man. Any final words for Northwest and the Seattle audience before we let you go?
Oh, I just hope, you know, I'll stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll get some live shows happening when all this show's over with.
Absolutely.
All the best.
Thanks a lot, Simon. Have a good one.
Take care, Kevin.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.